evening, Rabbi Levin. You are now live.
Good evening. Thank you, Jake. And as always, we begin by thanking our host and our founder, Jake Weinman, for making this possible, this wonderful moment in our week. We come together to learn tonight and every night. And as we always begin, we want to thank our sponsor for dedicating tonight's shiur l'zecher ul'ilui nishmas Manish Yitzchak ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Shelach. Parshas Shelach is a beautiful parsha. We end off with the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we begin where Moshe Rabbeinu gives permission to the Nesiim to inspect the land of Eretz Yisrael. Members of Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu asking, can we please investigate, send out spies, engage in reconnaissance to see what our homeland, what the goal, our destination, what is Eretz Yisrael all about? And indeed, Moshe sends out messengers, and we right away get a sense from the beginning of the parasha that there's something wrong. There's something wrong about this mission. Shlach lecha, Rashi says, ledatcha. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want, fine. Ani eini mitzaveh lecha. I am not issuing a command. I'm not telling you that this needs to be done. In Tiritz, if you wish, shlach lefi shabohu yishol v'yamru nishlecha anoshim lefaneinu. Rashi goes on to explain, it's really not necessary if you have full faith in Hashem, and Hashem tells you that the land is good, the land is proper. Ani amarti lohem, shi toiva, shi nemar, ale itchem me'inei, me'oni mitzrayim, as the pasuk goes on to say, to give you a land that's good, that's blessed. Chayehem sha'ni noisim lohem mokoim, litois divei meragim l'man lo yirashua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bit upset that Bnei Yisrael are challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu by demanding that they first inspect and see the land before they enter. Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously very sensitive to this. It's very complicated, very complex issues that are taking place over here. And Moshe gives them some very specific instructions. His instructions are to go to the land and inspect it. Is the land good? Is the land evil? Now the cities, who's living there? Are they fortified? Are they not fortified? Is the land Hashemenehi? Is it fatty? Is it lean? And then he says, in the final words, which I would like to focus on for one moment. Tehis chazaktem. Moshe says to the spies, strengthen yourself. Uli kachtem. And take mipri ha'aretz, from the fruit of the earth. And the pasuk concludes, v'hayamim yinei bikurei adavim. It was the spring when the fruits were in full blossom. Okay. The spies ascend into the land, and they take fruit. But the terminology the Torah uses to describe the fruit and the method of how the spies took the fruit is not the way Moshe Rabbeinu instructed them. The pasuk says, Pasuk of Gimel Vayavohu, they arrived ad Nachal Eshkol, to the valley of Eshkol, the valley of the cluster of grapes, that's what it was called after this event. And here it says, Vayichrisu, they cut down Nisham from there, Zimoira, a branch, a vine, the Eshkol, a cluster, Anovin, Echod, one cluster of grapes. Vayisu'uhu, They carried it, Vamot, on poles, the Shnoyim, two, Rashi explains what it means. Shnoyim, two people together, two of the Shvatim together, they carried it on poles, and Rashi has a whole calculation exactly how they carried it, how they carried it. They took from the grapes and from the figs, and the dates, and the pomegranates. And what's interesting is that the terminology the Torah used to describe as how the spies actually took the product of the earth is not the way Moshe commanded. Moshe said, Ulikachtem, take. They didn't take. They cut down. It doesn't say vayikhu, they took. It says vayichrisu, they severed. Mishon, Zimara, the Eshkol, Amaveb, Echad, vayisu'uhu, and they carried it. The words can be translated very innocently. There's a very big difference in nuance between what Moshe instructed and what the spies actually did. Again, the word that Moshe used was ulikachtem, take me pri haaretz. These words sound very familiar to us. If we go back to Parashas Emor and we learn about the Moadim, and we come to the festival of Sukkos, and we learn about the mitzvah of taking in our hands on Sukkos the four minim, the lulav, the esrog, the hadasim, and the aravos. The terminology the pasuk uses is ulekachtem lochem, take for yourself, pri eitz hadar, kapus tamar, v'anaf eitz avos, arinachal, the four different species, usimachtem. And after you take the fruits, four different minim, which include the pri eitz hadar, rejoice, lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Rejoice before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The taking of the fruit, specifically the esrog and really all four of minim, is the command of how to take, what to take, is given to us through the word ulkachten lochem. And the pasuk concludes, and then when it's in your possession, usimachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the spies, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see a lot of things. Not everything you're going to see, you're going to like. Not everything is going to be perfect. But remember, take and look at the land with a good eye, with kindness, with a goal to achieve. Usimachtem lifnei Hashem Elokecha. To rejoice before Hashem. Moshe used the same terminology that he used when he commanded the Jewish people to fulfill the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, which is a mitzvah of rejoicing before Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is the land that is lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Unfortunately, the Meraglim, they came into the land and they didn't take from the fruit with the goal of achieving usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokecha. They came with a horrible attitude. And when they saw fruit, they cut it down. Vayichrisu mishon. When they returned, picked up the fruit to carry it back to the land, the words that the Torah uses are vayisa'uhu. They carried it on their shoulders as if it was a burden. It wasn't something that was pleasant, enjoyable, something which they could use to achieve a state of rejoicing before Hashem. They failed. They failed in their attitude. Moshe encouraged them, be positive. Ulekach them. They were negative. They behaved in a way of vayichrsu, to cut down, to cut off, which has a horrible negative connotation. They're just looking for chesronos, for deficiencies, for issues, for problems, instead of looking for the good and looking how we can make this work. End of the parasha, we read about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Chazal tell us that the mitzvah of tzitzis, to some extent, is the antidote to the story of the miraglim. The terminology that is used in the beginning of the parasha and the parasha is almost identical. V'leisosuru achare levavchem v'achare yinechem, corresponding v'yalu v'yosuru etzaret. We have the mitzvah re'isim oisayis, to look at the tzitzis. And this corresponds to what it says in the beginning of the parasha, the Moshe told them to look, to analyze, to inspect. The whole essence of the miraglim is to gaze, to view, to engage in reconnaissance and to analyze the land. There is a relationship between the two, but what exactly is the relationship? Well, first we have to understand that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah which represents all of the Taryag mitzvahs. So Re'isim Oisai, it's a reminder to observe the entire Torah. Re'isim Oisai, you look at the tzitzis of Zechaitim, you remember it's Kol Mitzvahs Hashem V'asifim Oisam. I once heard someone give a mashal, someone explained that there are two ways you can live this world as an Orthodox Jew. Orthodox Jew has quite a set of commandments, has quite a many, many obligations, many mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. When you go through life, you come across those mitzvahs. Do you view the mitzvahs as opportunities, or do you view the mitzvahs as obstacles? Think about child who plays a video game. Some video games, the goal is to collect all of the prizes. You pass through some maze or some track, some type of path. And in this path there are prizes. And the goal is to quickly collect as many prizes as you possibly can. In other video games, just the opposite. The goal is to reach your destination and avoid all of the dangers, the obstacles, the problems. In life, we have a path, we have a mission, we have a goal to reach a destination. And as we go through life, we encounter 613 mitzvahs. Is it our goal to grab those mitzvahs? Opportunities, prizes, rewards? Or is it an obstacle course? Oh, we have to reach our destination and there's something in the way. So new, we have to find a solution so we will not be in violation of one of the Taryag mitzvahs. It's a very different life. Every single day, we put ourselves in the shoes of the miraglim. Pasuk says, you shall make for yourself tzitzis. U'isem oisai. You shall look at the tzitzis. U'zachartim is called mitzvahs Hashem. V'asisem oisam. When we, in davening, pick up those tzitzis and we look at the tzitzis, are we fulfilling u'lekachten? Or are we chas v'shalom looking at the tzitzis? Vayichrisu misham zimoira. Vayisuhu vamoit. When we pick up the tzitzis which represent kol hatarukula, what is our attitude? Every single day we test ourselves. every single day we put ourselves in the shoes of the Meraglim. We pick up those tzitzis. We hear the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulekachdem mipri ha'aretz. It rings in our mind the words Ulekachdem lochem pri eitz hodor kapos tuav anaf itzavos arinachol usimachdem lufnei Hashem alokecha. Are we up to the mission? Or is there a problem? Is there an issue where unfortunately we struggle and we pick up the mitzvahs and we say, you know, it's hard. It's not so easy. We cut down. We cut them off. We look at it. This is an obstacle. This is a problem. We have to find a solution. We should not be in violation. We never come to that state. Every day we remind ourselves of the struggle of the Meraglim and we work very hard to rise higher and higher to achieve a lofty level of Yirat Shamayim, of coming to serve Hashem with love, with fear, and to achieve the goal of giving Hashem satisfaction. And this in turn will bring for us and for the entire world enormous blessing. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful week. All the best to everyone. Good night.